much to the Mountain Zebra Choir, and good morning to everybody. MSC, DG, CEO, representative from the Eastern Cape Tourism and Parks Board, colleagues, distinguished guests, please welcome to the Mountain Zebra National Park. We are going to be celebrating the 80th celebration of the park, as well as other related issues. My name is Reynold Tahudi. I'm the GM for communications at SANParks. We are going to go in this particular fashion. The MEC, the CEO, and the DG will move towards the ribbon, where the MEC will lead us in terms of cutting the ribbon, and then we'll allow the MEC to give us a few words. We'll then move to this particular area where the choir is to allow the media space, you know, to do photo opportunities and ask a few questions. We will then move down to a function where we are going to be meeting with the community members at the tent, and then our managing executive for tourism will lead us as a program director for the day. So, colleagues, without any further ado, I would like to request the MEC, the DG, as well as the CEO to...
Everyone ready?
Okay, today we are marking the opening of the new Mountain Zebra Chalets, where MEC for Economic Development, Environmental Affairs and Tourism in the Eastern Cape is going to be cutting the ribbon. So MEC, on the count of 3 to 1, you may cut the ribbon. 3, please help me count.
3, 2, 1. Hi, hi, Mountain Zebra.
All right. Good morning once again, colleagues. I just want to do quick introductions so that you know who is sitting here in front of you. Right here next to me, it's the park manager for Mountain Zebra National Park, Ms. Megan Teflin. And next to Megan, it's our chief executive officer for South African National Parks. Ms. Fundisile Mketeni. And next to the CEO is the MEC for Economic Development, Environmental Affairs, and Tourism for the Eastern Cape, Mr. Sakumzi Somyo. And next to the MEC is our Director General from the Department of Environmental Affairs, Ms. Nosipho Ngaba. And on the next to the DG is the Managing Executive for Parks Division, Mr. Property Mukwena. So we've just opened the new chalets, and we had promised you that our leaders will give you a bit of a word. Maybe let's start with the MEC as the head of the province. We'll then, allow questions and the CEO also to say something in the DG. MEC?
Well, we so appreciate that we are doing so on behalf of the Department of Environmental Affairs, which has taken to itself to improve the infrastructure of this park. For the province, it means quite a lot. This is a great jewel, which in the Karoo would contribute into enhancing the capability of our parks to carry more of those who seek to visit and enjoy the nature, the preservation that we have had in terms of our conservation strategy. We are so pleased that this kind of a park has contributed into taking away the extinction which was experienced by the mountain zebras from a mere 11 at the time. And now they stand at more than 1,000 of such zebras that we have as a community here. That's an immense contribution into the natural environs that this province is somewhat stand to celebrate. You would as well appreciate, colleagues, that is in Cradock. Cradock with its old painful history, and Cradock which has some kind of a memory where we saw an extinction of those who stood to struggle for social justice, led by Matthew Goniwe, Fort Talata, Sparrow Mkhonto, and Sicelo Mhlawe. And under the leadership of the fathers of Cradock, Talata himself. So to have this kind of a jewel, which is very close to the township, to ensure that the social capital incomparable with the natural capital that this area possesses is something to celebrate. So we thank the department as a province that it has committed so much. And we thank Sunparks to commit into keeping such animals intact in the area. So we really live to celebrate.
Well, Nosipho Ncaba is my name, as the Director General of the Department of Environmental Affairs. I must say I am elated and excited to be in this park in the context of the protected areas expansion strategy. This park used to be around a few thousands earlier on in when it started. Now, as it reached the milestone of 8 years, we're sitting at a hectareage of about 28,000. So it's still a medium-sized protected area, but it harbors quite interesting wildlife and different types of vegetation. And I'm hoping that you can be the witness to say evidently we are actually growing our conservation estate as a country. And thank you to Sunparks, especially the management here, Megan and the team, and the top executives in Pretoria. This is really a real confirmation that when you manage an estate effectively, you can be able to realize the growth both in species and also in the footprint of an area. Thank you very much.
CEO.
Thank you very much. Good morning. We as Sunparks, we are given a mandate by the government to manage a system of national parks that connects society. This is a loaded statement. That's our vision. Therefore, in managing this system, we are not only about conservation. We are also about the future. We are also about the present. We need to look at issues of socio-economic development. We see this national park situated next to a small town called Cradock as a catalyst for economic development. Therefore, besides the issues of social cohesion, we need to look at the economics of this park. You will realize if you drive around today, we will say Mountain Zebra National Park, it is more than just mountain zebras. It's about what we have seen today that was opened by the MEC, you'll see other species of interest, high value species in this park. But the bottom line is, it was uniquely proclaimed to conserve few zebras that were remaining at the time. Now we're proud today to say we have plenty of them. We can even trade on them. Hence, they were downlisted last year by CITES. Therefore, we can trade freely. We can exchange. We can stock other parks. We can stock other protected areas. We can even transfer some to the private sector. We are about the future. We will make sure that they are well looked after. They are conserved. Their habitat is intact, like this habitat you see around here. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, CMA Parks.
Thanks, Ray, and good morning to all the members of the media here. For me, I think as operations, it's a very important day for us. As you are aware, it's not only this facility we are celebrating today. There's several events which we are doing in one today. And I would like to sort of extend my thanks and appreciation to all the rangers. As you know, today is World Rangers Day. And those zebras, for them to survive from the 11 which were having, field rangers had to guard them and protect them. So it's key, it's not a miracle. And the opportunity that they were now downlisted to Appendix 2, it means a lot for us because we are now able to trade and sell these animals in terms of our sustainable utilization. So it's a good thing for us. This facility, as well, as much as it will help us to enhance our tourism infrastructure here, it has created 6 permanent jobs here, and we had 40 people who were employed here during the construction of this. This is the direction which we are taking as Sunparks. As you will know, our original facilities are 3-star and lower. This we are trying to attract the newcomers in the industry so that when you visit a national park, you must still feel at home. You must not feel like you are lost in the national park. So it's a great opportunity for us at Sunparks, and we are happy. I think as we go along with the day program, the CEO will outline for us and the MEC why we are here in terms of the other achievements. So thanks a lot for this opportunity.
The park manager?
Okay, I would just like to say that, you know, all of the, it's a very proud day for us today from on behalf of all of the staff here at Mountain Zebra. They've all worked very hard to ensure that things are ready for today and that we welcome you here today. So I appreciate the work that everybody's put in today or for today. And also, I think it's a real privilege for all of us to work here and to be a park manager here, conserving this little piece of South Africa's heritage and being able to show this to the world and to our local South Africans to enjoy. So I come after a long line of other park managers who've also put in a lot of effort here. And on behalf of all of us, it's a very proud day for us today.
Yo melele, 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 yo lalela imali.